Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to Palo Alto Networks, creator of the definitive cybersecurity guide.
Roger Montgomery, for the very last time on Money News this year, as we'll be finishing up. Well, actually, I'm going to have an extra day this year, Monday next week,
Ross.
Budget update.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, that's right. The mid-year fiscal and economic outlook, which I'll do from Canberra
Something
on Monday
to cut your holiday
week.
Short for.
What am I doing? I've gone mad. Anyway, that's all good. Roger, from Montgomery Investment Management, of course, always terrific on the program here. A lot of people want to jump online, 131873. We have got a bit of time to talk to Roger. Roger, 2017, we know what 2016 has been like. That's all pretty much wrapped up and done.
Great if you've been in big blue chips, or the conventionally described blue chips, and great if you've been in property. But I suspect, as Jesus said in Matthew, the first will be last and the last will be first. So I think next year we're going to see something very, very different. The high quality small and mid-cap stocks of 2016 were decimated just in the last 60 to 90 days, many of them falling by 50%. And I think, you know, well, I know that in investing, the lower the price you pay, the higher your return.
You've is this coming up on your computer modeling? Are you seeing
we're starting to see some very high mid-cap.
Yeah. So what type of companies are coming up on your computer modeling, which is actually shown?
REA, for example, has dropped a lot. We've had car sales drop a lot.
Isn't REA in expectation of what's going to happen to the property market?
Yeah, but just remember this. In a booming property market, which is what we've just experienced, many houses aren't listed for sale. A lot of properties are never advertised. They're sold to a buyer off market. But in a mature market, you have people competing to sell their property. And so in a mature market, what we'll find is properties will be listed for longer, and as a result, there'll be more listings. And so REA will actually, perhaps perversely, benefit from a market that tops or starts to decline.
Okay, you talked about Seek there. Seek has also had a bit of a stumble.
Seek is another one. Car sales is another one. CSL is another one.
All right, CSL, stop there because Greg in Illawong came and said, long-term thoughts on CSL, down 23% since the 25th of July, and their last financial announcement on 17th of August was a shock to the downside. Can we rely on management to turn it around? Is it a stock that's likely to decrease in a rising interest rate environment? Well, there you go. So that's Greg
CSL,
from Illawong.
CSL is not unlike Healthscope in this one regard. An event that is short-term in nature or temporary in nature is being treated by the stock market as permanent, and that's where you get opportunities. So CSL is just one of many healthcare stocks that have come off. I suspect Ramsay might have an announcement soon that sees it's already come off in anticipation of a less, I guess, optimistic outlook. And so healthcare is one area where we're seeing lots of companies being sent to the sin bin for a temporary blip. For example, in Healthscope's case, it was the fact that their September quarter numbers, their admissions weren't as strong as what they've seen in the past and a little bit more volatile in September. And everyone's treating as though growth is over. Growth will be zero and it's not going to grow again. And I can assure you, given the fact that in Australia, that the two largest population cohorts, the 65 to 74-year-old cohort and the 85-plus cohort, and they're the strongest contributors
to
admissions in hospitals.
Which of those healthcare stocks would you buy most commonly? Would you have your eye on most?
Oh, CSL and Healthscope, both of them.
Okay. And in regards to China stocks, Bellamy's, we've got only 15 seconds.
Yeah, I think too hard to pick what their numbers are going to look like, so very hard to value. I think there are easier companies to look at.
Okay. Roger Montgomery here, Montgomery Investment Management, one of the country's leading investment managers. He's here every Tuesday, and we'll be back in 2017.